Good afternoon. This is the Midday News for today, Thursday, June 30. I'm your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, a former prime minister challenges senior counsel Anthony Astafana to a public debate. Barbados tourism minister says Ireland shouldn't suffer from Brexit. And Boris Johnson rules himself out of Conservative leader race. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. To details after this.
The anticipation for greatness is in the air, and you won't want to miss a moment. At Courts, we have what you need to keep pace with all the excitement. Get the latest technology in TVs, computers, and mobile devices. Plus, shop today and go for gold and get 15% off your next purchase. And with Courts Ready Finance, you can get what you need now. So keep pace with the latest technology. Only at Courts, bringing value home.
I need a fast cash to get me started, because I want to get ahead in life. When times get rough, you don't have to be tough. Fast cash will make it right. Fast cash.
Get the cash advance you need.
Fast cash.
In just 2 hours.
Fast cash.
Up to $8,000 can be yours.
Fast cash. I need fast cash to get me started, because I want to get ahead in life. No matter what the problem.
Former Prime Minister Edison James has challenged senior counsel Anthony Astafana to participate in a public debate on the issues in Dominica. Describing Astafana as a cord of the highest order, James accused Astafana of hiding behind the mic at a local radio station. While being vocal on a number of issues, Astafana has not shared those views in any public forum.
Have you ever seen this man, Tony Astafana, engaged in dialogue, in discussion, a panel discussion, or anything like that?
He and other people are together. He hides behind the mic. He hides behind the radio. And he spews out his hatred. He never gets involved in a discussion, a public discussion, a dialogue, a debate, or anything like that. He's a coward of the highest order. While he talks, I heard him the other day say he's not afraid of Lennox Linton. One of the four times I've seen Tony for the last 5 years, he had two bodyguards around him. So what are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? Okay? So he's a coward of the highest order. I challenge him to get involved in a public debate on the issues in Dominica. You've never seen him or heard him make a contribution to add to the knowledge base, whether it's in law, whether it's in social aspects, economic aspects in this country. You see people like Para doing a piece. You see other people, the law people, the young lawyers getting involved in law, what they call it, law fairs or something, or these sort of things where they give advice to people free. He doesn't get involved in that. He doesn't represent poor people in court at all. He's either government or government institutions.
Ms. Dominica 2016, Atasia Flozak, says she is very confident ahead of her first regional competition this Friday. Flozak will participate in the Miss Carnival 2016 pageant on July 1st in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. She says she is certain that her preparations thus far have been sufficient to win her the crown. In February, Flozak captured Miss Dominica 2016 title.
I'm going into this pageant very confident that my preparations are sufficient or have been sufficient to earn me the title of Miss Carnival 2016. As we speak, my team and I we're on the move. We are doing everything possible to make sure that my journey, that my experience is one that will benefit not only me but my country. We've been working hard. Well, rehearsals never really stopped, actually, prior to the local pageant here. Ongoing, we've been having talent rehearsals, walking, speech, and the like. And I feel ready. I am prepared to go out there and really just do my best. This year, I'll be competing against 9 other contestants. And I just want to say that when I say I'm doing my best, we have to understand that these are 9 other queens, 9 other people who have topped the ranks in their countries. And so my aim is really just to focus on myself, do what it is that I have to do, and keep my energy levels up. I understand that every time I go on stage, I just have to do my best. And like we always say, consistency is key. So the aim is to go out there and really just, every time I hit the stage, just imagining it like it's well, the show is starting over again. So I'm going into this pageant very confident that I will be or can be crowned Miss Carnival 2016.
Dominica has won a 6 Miss Carnival titles since the show's inception in 1985, with the last two titles being won by Les Lasse Amor Schlinford in 2013 and Francine Baron in 2014. Contestants are judged on swimwear, talent, evening wear, and interview. Dominica's prime minister has described as unfair opposition parties' accusation that regional organizations are not doing enough to get back monies being owed to citizens of the region. On Monday, Parliament approved a bill that will provide an arrangement for legal framework to aid in the resolution of the insolvency of British American insurance company BICO and Colonial Insurance Company CLICO. The bill, which is called the Plan of Arrangement, BICO-CLICO Act 2016, was brought before Parliament by Finance Minister Prime Minister Skerrett on Monday. And the Prime Minister says getting back the monies owed is not a simple matter.
But we have to appreciate from the opposition standpoint, Madam Speaker, that this is not a simple matter. It is not the government that has caused a grievance to these people, to the investors. No, by some of the suggestions you're making, it appears to me that you do not understand this. And for us to go forward, for the opposition to accuse regional governments of inaction is unfair. It's unfair, Madam Speaker. I believe, if I were to speak, I believe regional governments should have been given a regional award for their efforts thus far, especially the Prime Minister of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, for the efforts that they put in, and the present governor of the Central Bank. Efforts. We are making efforts, Madam Speaker. We've always felt a deep sense of concern and compassion to the many citizens of Dominica and the OECS who, with good intentions, Madam Speaker, and expectations, positive expectations, took their gratuity, took their savings from England, Madam Speaker. I met a gentleman from Cochrane, went to his home, and he told me he has $500,000 invested. I met a school teacher who took, I think, $170,000, sorry, for her gratuity, and put it straight with these companies. The persons who had helpers at their homes, gardeners, Madam Speaker, who were able to pay these people, who used to pay in their homes every 6 months, were unable to do so because of the manner in which some of these executives have gone about investing, Madam Speaker.
Dominica Nabourne-Priest, Father Elton Leiter, has been appointed a parish priest at St. Teresa's Parish, Malik Barataria, in Trinidad. This is the first of major assignments for Leiter, who was ordained a priest 3 years ago. According to a letter from Most Reverend Joseph E. Harris, Archbishop of Port of Spain, the assignment took effect June 1st, 2016. About a year ago, Leiter was named a superior of the Community of Redemptorists, the order of priests he belongs to in Trinidad. From the community, he was ordained a priest on June 3rd, 2013. A one-day consultation to discuss another OECS draft family model bill will take place on Tuesday, July 5 at the Public Service Union Conference Room from 9 a.m. According to a press release, consultation has already been held, where discussions took place on the Child Justice Bill, Children Care and Adoption Bill, Status of Children Bill, and Domestic Violence Bill. This time, stakeholders will come together to review the draft maintenance bill. The OECS harmonized bill relates to the maintenance of children and procedures which the court could adopt when making maintenance orders. Dominica Freedom Party General Secretary Johnson Boston has complimented former Trinidadian Justice Minister Herbert Volney for the accurate criticisms, according to him, he made it toward Dominica as a Speaker of the House, Alex Boyd-Knights. Volney criticized Boyd-Knights of being unable to properly mediate the sittings of the House of Assembly. Volney also sent a stern warning to Dominicans that their parliamentary democracy in the country is under threat. DFP General Secretary Johnson Boston had this to say.
So the Speaker is really belittling the speakership, and I think the time has come when Dominicans must not sit down there. I think Dominicans acted very well when her name came up for president. They acted well because they feel you cannot put an indisciplined, cackiness person like that in the highest office, and they acted well. I know laborers who felt she was not suited for that post, and I know laborers who still feel she's not suited for speaker, but she's still there. I think there is a saying, as you get older, you put water in your wine, and I find the speaker is getting even worse, and so on, and that is not helping the country. So I'm very proud that I saw Mr. Volney on the Caribbean Evening News. And I have a few friends in Anguilla and places call and say they have seen it in the papers. The wrongs is going around. And I think from the Freedom Party standpoint, we're going to write to the Commonwealth about her, her behavior, and how she is conducting herself in Parliament, and the fact that the members of Parliament are members of the Commonwealth Parliamentary Association, and have her brutalization of their freedom of expression should go unnoticed. And the Commonwealth, we're going to write to them and explain to them her behavior. And I think I want to call on Dominican for us to get organized.
In other news this afternoon, Barbados's Tourism Minister Richard Seely has sought to allay concerns that Britain's exit from the European Union might lead it to fallout in terms of tourist arrivals from that territory. He insisted that although the United Kingdom is Barbados's biggest source market, that is the case now, it was the case last week, and it will be the case next week whether they are part of the EU or not. The minister was speaking to reporters after a short tour of the Sam Lord's Castle site, where demolition has officially started to make way for a new Wyndham Grand Hotel. And ex-London Mayor Boris Johnson has ruled himself out of the race to be the next Conservative leader and Prime Minister. In a speech in London, billed as his campaign launch, Mr. Johnson said he did not believe he could provide the leadership or unity needed. It comes after Justice Secretary and fellow Brexit campaigner Michael Gove's surprise announcement on Thursday morning that he would run for leader. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of the headlines. Former Prime Minister challenges a senior counsel, Anthony Astafana, to a public debate. Barbados Tourism Minister says the island shouldn't suffer from Brexit. And Boris Johnson rules himself out of Conservative leader race. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.